Will you please turn to Galatians?
请我们一同翻到加拉太书。
The letter to the Galatians, chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 7.
从第一节读到第七节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 1.
加拉太书第四章第一节。
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a bondman, though he be lord of all.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
But he is under guardians and stewards until the period fixed by the father.
乃是师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。
So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the principles of the world.
我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
But when the fullness of the time was come,God sent forth His Son, come of woman, come under law.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
That He might redeem those under law, that we might receive sonship.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
But because your sons,God has sent out the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
So thou art no longer bondman, but son, and if son, heir also through God.
可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Will you please turn to the book of Romans?
罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
We read from verse 14 through verse 17.
从十四节到十七节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
罗马书第八章第十四节。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引领的都是神的儿子。
For ye have not received a spirit of bondage, again for fear, but ye have received a spirit of sonship, whereby we cry,
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and Christ joint heirs.If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们一同一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather here this morning,
主啊，我们今天早上在这里聚集。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感谢。
Thou hast loved us so much.
主啊，你是这样的爱我们。
That thou hast given thyself completely, fully for us.
你把你自己完全的、丰丰满满的给了我们。
How we praise and thank thee that thy thoughts concerning us
我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你对我们的意念。
Thy thoughts are so noble, so glorious.
你的意念是这么样的高超，是这么样的荣耀。
We praise and thank thee that thou hast not only thought of us, but thou hast prepared everything for us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你不但想到了我们，而且你为我们准备了一切的。
From the beginning to the very end, Lord, it is all of grace.
从一开始到终了，完全都是恩典。
We thank thee that thou hast given us another opportunity to come together.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你再给我们一次机会，我们一同来到你面前。
We look to thee that by thy Spirit thou wilt open thy word to us.
我们仰望你，我们靠着你的灵，主啊，你要把我们为我们把你的话解开。
We thank thee because thou knowest each and every one of us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你知道我们每一个人。
Will you not give each of us a word?
主啊，你给我们每一个人一句话。
A living word.
一个活的话。
A word that will really bring us life and spirit.
那个话可以真正的给我们生命，给我们灵。
A word that will really bring us to thyself.
给我们一句话，把我们带到你自己的面前。
And bring thee to us.
把你也带到我们的跟前。
Oh dear Lord, we just wait upon thee.
主啊，我们在这里等候你。
Waiting upon thy spirit to do his work.
等候你的圣灵做他的工作。
That thou mayest be glorified.
好让你自己得荣耀。
We commit this time fully into thy hand.
主，我们把这一段时间放在你的手上。
Trusting thee to do the work that thou hast ordained even before the foundation of the world.
我们相信你要做你的工作，就是在你正甚至于创世以前你就定下要做的工作。
We ask in thy precious name.
主啊，我们靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢神今天早上再把我们聚集在一起。
I always feel that whenever we are able to come together in the name of our Lord Jesus, it is a special grace of God.
我每一次都觉得我们靠着主耶稣基督的名我们能聚在一起都是神给我们的恩典。
We are living in a very special time.
我们活在一个非常特别的一个时间里头。
The return of our Lord Jesus is imminent.
主回来是马上的事。
He is able to come at any moment.
任何时候他都会来。
How blessed it will be if he comes now.
若是他现在就来，我们是多么的蒙福。
And we do thank him.
我们感谢他。
Because he is giving us every opportunity to be ready, prepared for him.
因为他总是给我们机会，让我们准备好，让他来。
And I believe that this is one of that blessed time.
我相信现在就是那一个蒙福的时候。
So may we all open our hearts to him.
所以让我们大家都把我们的心对着他打开。
Allow him to speak to our heart.
让他向我们的心里头说话。
That we may be what he wants us to be.
好让我们成为他要我们的那个样子。
That we may be ready to meet him face to face.
好让我们可以准备好他来的时候我们可以与他面对面。
Now this time when we are together,
这一次我们聚集。
We feel led by the Lord to fellowship together on this matter of sons and sonship.
我们觉得主自己引导我们，要我们交通儿子和儿子的名分。
We believe that this is a very important thing in the Word of God.
我们相信在神的话中间，这是一个很要紧的题目。
It is important because it is closely related to the eternal purpose of God.
这个题目要紧，是因为它跟神永远的旨意是息息相关的。
Our God is an eternal God.
我们的神是永远的神。
Everything about Him is eternal.
所有有关他的事都是永远的。
There is nothing that is just transient, passing, temporary.
没有关于他的事情是暂时的，是一下就过去的，是现在的。
And our God is a God of purpose.
我们的神是有目的的神。
He never does anything by chance.
从来他不是随随便便做事的。
The Bible tells us that even before the foundation of the world,
圣经告诉我们在世界创立以前，
He has already purposed a purpose.
他已经定下了一个目的。
And that purpose is according to his good pleasure.
这个目的或者这个旨意是根据他自己的喜悦。
And within the purpose, there is something.
在他的旨意里头有对你我有一个东西。
What is the eternal purpose of God concerning man?
关于神永远的旨意，关于人是什么？
We need to know that purpose.
我们需要知道这个旨意。
And all the works of God is centered upon that purpose.
所有神的工作的中心都是那个旨意。
This is what God is working in each and every one of us.
这是神在我们中间每一个人身上所做的事。
He is working in us for that purpose that we may be sons. And we may arrive as sonship.
他在我们中间每个人中间做事，好让我们可以达到是他的儿，是成为他的儿子，还有是得儿子的名分。
Yesterday morning we spoke about Romans chapter 8.
昨天早上我们提到罗马书第八章。
There you find our God, He has purpose before the world's foundation concerning us in Christ Jesus.
在那里神的话告诉我们，在世界还没有创立以前，神就在那里定一个旨意，在基督里面定一个旨意，是关于我们的。
Whom he has foreknown, he has predestined for one thing.
他所预先知道的人，他就预先定下一件事。
You know, brothers and sisters, God has foreknown you.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？神预先就知道了你。
Even before you were born,
在你没有生以前，
even before the world was created,
甚至于在世界创造以前，
there in the heart of God, God set a purpose.
在神的
心，
在神的心中，他就有一个目的，这个目的是关于你的。
He has foreknown you.
他已经预先知道你了。
Before you know him,
在你还不认识他的时候。
And whom he has foreknown,
他所预先知道的，
he has predestinated to one thing.
他预定了一件事。
God has predestinated you for one thing.
他预先定下让你是一件事。
It is not predestinated you to go to heaven.
他不是要预先定下让你进天堂。
There is something far, far excellent than that.
有一件事情比那个更好更好的。
Because his purpose has to agree with his glory.
因为他的目的必须和他的荣耀符合。
So what has God predestinated for you, brothers and sisters?
所以神预先定下为你，为弟兄，弟兄们，为姊妹们，神定下了什么？
It is not something small and minor.
不是一件小事。
It is something glorious.
是一件荣耀的事。
Because he has predestined us to be conformed to the image of his beloved son.
因为他所定下的就是要我们被磨成他自己的儿子 的形象。
His beloved son is his exact image.
他自己的爱子是他自己本体的真相。
His beloved son is the outshining of his glory.
他自己的爱子是神，是他自己荣耀所发的光辉。
His beloved son is the expression of his substance.
他自己的儿子是他本性的发表。
His beloved son is the heir of all things.
他自己的爱子是万有的继承人。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in his son.
神性一切的丰富有情有喜 有体的住在他的儿子里头。
He is one with the Father.
他与父是同一的。
If you see him,You see God the Father.
你见了他，就是见了父神。
If you know him, then you know God fully.
你若是认识他，你就是完完全全的认识了神。
And yet, being the purpose of God, that we may be conformed to that image.
但是在神的目的里面，在神的旨意里面，我们就要被磨成那个形象。
His purpose for us is not just to save us from hell to heaven.
他对我们的目的不只是把我们从地狱里面救到天堂。
That is good enough for us.
对我们来说这够好了。
I remember someone says, if only my two feet will be within the door of heaven, I'm satisfied.
我记得有一个人说，若是我的两只脚站在天堂的门口，我就满足了。
But is God satisfied?
但是神满足不满足呢？
He is not satisfied.
他不满足。
He will not be satisfied until we are conformed to the image of his beloved son.
他不会满足，一直到有一天我们被磨成他自己儿子的形象。
We are like his son.
我们像他的儿子一样。
And that is not something external.
这不是一个外头的事。
Because image means inward character.
因为形象的意思是里面的性格。
That we will take upon us the character of Christ.
就让我们穿上基督的形象。
Not only believe in Christ.
不只是我们相信基督。
But to take up the character of Christ.
而是让把我们能够穿上基督的性格。
To be like Christ.
好像就像基督。
It is Christ who lives in me.
是基督在我里面活着。
And that is the eternal purpose of God for you and for me.
这就是神永远的旨意，关于你，关于我。
Anything less than that is less than the purpose of God.
任何事情够不到那个的，就够不到神的旨意。
You know, before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
在我们相信主耶稣以前
，The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经说我们都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Thank God by His redemption, our sins are forgiven.
感谢神，因为他救赎我们的关系，我们的罪被赦免了。
But Are we still come short of the glory of God?
但是我们是不是仍旧亏欠了神的荣耀呢？
Anything that comes short of the glory of God is strictly speaking sin.
我们若是够不上神的荣耀，任何事情够不上神的荣耀，严格的说就是罪。
Do you know this is so serious?
你知不知道这是一个严肃的事？
It is glorious.But it is serious.
一面是荣耀的，另外一面非常严肃的。
God wants us to be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
神要我们磨成他爱子的形象。
That is glory.
那是荣耀。
And if we are not conformed, we come short of the glory of God.
若是我们没有磨成神儿子的形象，我们就亏欠了神的荣耀。
But thank God, He has made every provision for us.
但是我们感谢神，他为我们准备了一切。
That we may be conformed to the image of his beloved son.
让我们可以被磨成他爱子的形象。
So this is what we have considered yesterday morning.
这是昨天早上我们所一同看的。
Now this morning we would like to go a step further.
今天早上我们愿意往前走一步。
We would like to consider this matter of from children to sons.
我们愿意来看这个问题，就是说从孩童到儿子。
Who are the children of God?
神的孩子是谁呢？
Now if you turn to John chapter 1 verse 12.
我们若是看约翰福音第一章第十二节
And there you find it is said
那里说
But as many as received him to them give him the right to be children of God to those that believe on his name who have been born not of blood not of flesh willNot of man's will, but of God.
第十二节和十三节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Not everybody in the world is a child of God.
不是世界上每一个人都是神的儿女。
Everyone in this world is created by God.
的确，世界上每一个人都是神所造的。
God is our maker.
神是造我们的人，
造我们的。He is our creator.
他是造我们的主。
But not everyone is a child of God.
但不是每一个人都是神的儿女。
A child of God has to be born from above.
神的儿女必须是从上面生的。
And here it tells us.
这里告诉我们
When the whole world reject God's offer of his beloved son
当神把他自己的儿子爱子给世界但是全世界都拒绝他的时候
Whoever receives his son our Lord Jesus
但是那接待他的儿子就是我们的主耶稣的
As many as received him,
凡接待他的
God gave them the right to become the children of God.
神给他权柄做神的儿女。
It is a privilege, but it is also a right.
是一个特权，也是一个权柄。
He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
圣灵所生的就是灵。
We are not only created by him.
我们不只是是神所造的。
But we are to be born by him.
我们也是神所所生的。
How can we be born again?
我们怎么能够重生呢?
By receiving the Son of God, our Lord Jesus.
就是接受神的儿子我们的主耶稣。
As many as received him,
凡接待他的
to them gave God. God gave them the right to be children of God.
神就赐给他权柄做神的儿女。
Those that believe on his name.
那些信他名的人。
Now these are people who are not born of blood.
这些人不是从血气生的。
They are not born of flesh will or the will of man.
不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
But they are born of God.
乃是从神生的。
So dear brothers and sisters, we do thank God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
That we are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
It is a right.
这是一个权柄。
We have the right to approach God and call him.
我们有一个权柄来到神的面前称神为父
It is wonderful
这是一个奇妙的事
We belong to the family of God
我们属于神的家庭
But you know, in the New Testament,
但是你知道，在新约里头
，there are two different words that describe children or child.
有两个字不一样的字来来说到儿女。
One is techno.
一个是
techno.
Techno.
Now this word is.Expresses the parental affection.
这个字眼呢，是说到父母亲对他的爱。
It has nothing to do with growth.
对，生长呢没有关系。
In other words, everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus is a child of God.
换句话说，任何相信耶稣基督的人就是。神的儿女
and the affection of our God the Father is upon him.
神的爱就在他的身上。
That is one word.
那个就是那个 techno.
So everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus is a child of God.
所以每一个相信主耶稣的人都是神的儿女。
Everyone is loved by God the Father.
每一个人都是神爱他，像父亲爱他一样。
But there is another word.
但是有另外一个字眼。
Patio.
Patio.
And that word has relationship with growth.
那个字是与成长有关系的。
It is in contrast with young men and fathers.
这一句话呢，这个字眼呢，是你要跟他跟年轻人和父老来比较。
Now, if you will turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们若是看约翰一书第二章。
1 John.
约翰一书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
I write to you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
Now this word children is techno.
这个字是 techno.
This word includes all those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这句话这个字眼包括了所有信主耶稣的人。
And because we are children, we know that our sins areBeing forgiven in the name of our Lord Jesus.
因为我们是小子们，所以我们知道我们的罪被神赦免了，因为主耶稣的缘故。
So we are now in the family of God.
因此我们现在是在神的家里。
But in the family of God, you find there are little children, there are young men, and there are fathers.
但是在神的家里，我们看见有小子，有少年人，还有父老。
So in verse 13.
所以第十三节。
He said, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him, that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
十三节，父老呀，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
Now, the word little children is patio.
那个小子在这里呢，是 patio.
It is in contrast with young people and with fathers.
是跟少年人和父老写在一起的。
And then if you...Read that, you will find I write to you, little children, because ye have known the Father.
这里说，小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
You know, a little child, he knows nothing, but one thing he knows, his father.
一个小孩，他很多事情都不知道，有一件事情他知道，就是他父亲。
So the Bible said, after we become Children of God, we cry out, Abba, Father.
因此圣经里面告诉我们，当我们成为神的儿女以后，我们就呼叫阿爸父。
Now before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣以前，
we may be brought up in Christian family.
我们可能是在基督徒家庭 生下来的。
We may have contact with Christianity.
我们可能与所谓的基督教有关系。
And we may even learn to pray.
我们甚至于学会怎么祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
父啊，我们在天上的父，愿你的名为圣。
But as one brother said,
但是有个弟兄说，
Before you are saved, you can call God Father, but it sounds like father-in-law.
你在你可以呼叫父，可是好像是你呼叫这个father-in-law岳父一样。
Because there is no life relationship there.
因为没有关系，没有你真正的那个关系。
But once you're saved,
但是有一天你得救了。
When you pray, Abba, Father.
当你说阿爸父。
It's real.
那变真的了。
Because there is a life relationship there.
因为有一个生命的关系在那里。
So, little children know the father.
因此小子认识父亲。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
does God only want little children.
神是不是只要小子呢？
God does not open a kindergarten.
神没有在那里开一个幼稚园。
What is his purpose in saving us?
神救你救我，他的目的是什么？
Not that we may remain as children.
不是说让我们一直停留在做小子。
Now everybody loves children.
每一个人都喜欢小孩子。
Every child is lovely.
每一个小孩都是可爱的。
Not only in the sight of the parents, but even in the sight of the world.
不但在父母亲眼中可爱，世界眼中也可爱。
But do you know that a child is the most selfish person in the world?
但是你知不知道小孩是全世界最自私的人。
The child is completely self-centered.
一个小孩子完全是自我为中心的。
Because the Adamic nature is naked in a child.
因为这个亚当的本性呢，就在小孩子身上赤裸裸的显出来。
You know, the more we grow up, the more we know how to pretend.
你知道我们越长大，我们越知道怎么样把自己盖起来。
Now a child is too innocent to pretend.
那小孩子呢是很天真的，他不会伪装。
So what comes out of a child is typical Adam.
所以从孩子身上表现出来呢，就是亚当的样子。
Everybody is for him.
每个人都是要为了他。
He is the center of the world.
他是世界的中心。
If at midnight he was hungry, he cried.
在午夜半夜他饿了就要哭。
He doesn't mind whether you want to sleep or not.
他不管你要不要睡觉。
And he cannot wait.
你没有，而且他不能等的。
You have to cater to him right away.
你必须马上去照顾他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，
When we are little children in the family of God,
当我们在神的家中做小孩子的时候，
That's what we are.
我们那就是我们的情形。
Everybody love a newly born believer.
每个人对一个新蒙恩的弟兄或姊妹都是爱的。
As the Bible said that when one sinner was converted, even the angels in heaven shout for joy.
那圣经里面说，当一个人信主，那天上的天使呢， 都会唱歌。
We welcome people who believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们欢迎人让他来信主。
And come to the church, the family of God.
来到教会，来到神的家中。
But very soon you discover, because he is a little child in Christ Jesus.
马上你就会发现，因为他是基督耶稣里面一个小孩。
So even though he is saved,
虽然他是得救了，
the Bible said he is fleshly, he is carnal.
圣经里面告诉我们说他是属肉体的，他是属肉体的。
He demands everything.
他什么都要。
And he has no responsibility whatsoever.
他也不愿意负任何的责任。
Now that is a little child.
那就是一个小孩。
Thank God that there is a time period to be a child.
我们感谢神，神给我们一段时间做小孩。
But if a child do not grow up and remain a child after 30 years,It is a sorrow.
但是一个孩子就是三十年了仍旧做孩子，那就成为了一个悲哀的事。
So brothers and sisters, the same thing is true in the family of God.
这弟兄姊妹在神的家中也是一样。
It is God's will that we who believe in the Lord Jesus remainAs little children.
神的旨意不是要让我们这些信了主的人一直做一个小孩子。
Unfortunately, we find that in the family of God, many God's people love to continue as little children.
很不幸的是，在神的家中，我们发觉有许多神的儿女呢，他愿意一直做小孩子。
Because they feel that to be little children is very blessed.
因为他们觉得一直做小孩子是蒙福的。
No responsibility.
没有责任。
No worry.
也不要担心。
Only demand.
只要有要求。
But,How our Heavenly Father will be grieved.
但是神的心会不会我们因为我们这样子神的心就忧伤了。
Because it is far inferior to the purpose of God for each one of us.
因为神对我们每一个人有他有一个目的，但是这样的话呢就比神给我们的目的低得太多了。
It is God's will that we grow from children to manhood and womanhood.
神的旨意是要我们每个人从孩子生长成为一个人。
Sons and sonship is the purpose of God.
儿子
redeemed.
对于我们这些被救赎的人，做儿子而得儿子的名分是神的目的。
And this is glory.
这就是荣耀。
Therefore, you'll find in Romans chapter 8, it says, Whom he has justified, he has also glorified.
因此你就发觉在罗马书第八章说，那被称义的得荣耀。
To be glorified is to be conformed to the image of Christ.
得荣耀就是说被磨成神儿子的形象。
Because our Lord Jesus is glory.
因为我们的主耶稣是荣耀的。
And he is to lead many sons into glory.
他要带许多的儿子进入荣耀。
So will you please turn Hebrews?
我们再看希伯来书。
In Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, to bring many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
Now we often hear an expression.
我们常常听到一句话
，growing pain，
就是说生长的痛苦。
You know, when you grow, there is a pain involved.
你知道，当我们生长的时候是有痛苦的。
Now, if you want to grow into maturity,
你若是要成长到成熟
，there is certain suffering that you have to go through.
你必须要经过痛苦。
So here you find our Lord Jesus. He is the leader of our salvation through suffering.
你这里我们看见我们的主耶稣，他是把我们，他是我们 的带领的人，但是我们的元帅，这是经过痛苦的，经过苦难的。
You know, the word leader here is used four times in the New Testament.
这个字领袖或者是元帅在新约里头出现了四次。
Now, if you will turn to the book of Acts,
使徒行传
Acts chapter 3,
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3 verse 15.
第十五节，第三章第十五节。
Here you find Peter. He testified.
这里彼得在这里说。
He said, "But the originator of life you slew."Whom God raised from among the dead, whereof we are witnesses.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
The word originator and the word leader in Greek is the same.
在希腊文中，这个生命的主和我们刚刚所读到的元帅是同一个字。
What do you mean by leader, by originator?
这个生命的主和元帅是什么意思呢？
It simply means that he is the one who begins and set the matter on.
他就是意思就是说，这一位呢是他开始的，同时他让我们走下去的。
Or to put it another way, he is the one who opened the way, and he is the one.Who leads us on.
换句话说，他把这个门打开了，同时他让我们走在这个路上。
And the second time this word is used in chapter 5 of the book of Acts.
第二次呢，是在《使徒行传》第五章。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
Him God has exalted by his right hand.As leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sin.
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
And the third time we have already read Hebrews chapter 2.
第三次呢，我们已经读过了，就是在希伯来书第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
The leader.Of their salvation through suffering.
就借着苦难成为他们的元帅。
And the fourth time is also found in Hebrew.
第四次也是在希伯来书。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith.
仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
So here you find, how are we going to grow from children to manhood and womanhood to son?
这里就让我们看见我们怎么从孩子一直长到成人，不管是男人或者是女人。
It is our Lord Jesus who opens this way.
是我们的主耶稣，他把门打开了。
So we have to look into the life of our Lord Jesus.
因此我们在这里要看主耶稣的生命。
Now we know that he is the eternal Son of God.
这里我们知道他是永远的神的儿子。
And as the eternal Son of God, he is in glory with the Father.
他既然是永远的神的儿子，他是在跟父一同在荣耀里。
But in order to lead us into glory,
但是为了要带领我们进入荣耀，
you'll find that the Son of God, he left the glory that he has with his Father.
我们就看见我们的这个神的儿子就离开了他与父一同享的荣耀。
The Word became flesh,
道成肉身，
and tabernacle among men,
住在人的中间，
full of grace and truth,
充充满满有恩典有真理。
But in parentheses, you find these words.
但是括弧里面你发觉有这样的字。
We have contemplated His glory, the glory as of the only begotten with a Father.
我们也看见了他的荣耀，那个荣耀就是神独生子的荣耀。
So our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
当主耶稣在世上的时候，
he was the Son of Man.
他是人子。
He came to demonstrate to us the man that God has in view.
他来要我们看见神眼中所要的那个人。
He not only comes to declare the Father.
他来这里不但是让我们看见父，
that we may know God the Father.
让我们能够知道父神。
But he comes also to demonstrate to us the man that is in God's purpose.
他来要向我们，让我们看见那个神自己的儿子。
So how he lived a life on earth.
那他在世上是怎么过这个生活？
If you read Philippians chapter 2,
你若是读腓立比书第二章，
you find that how he emptied himself.
你看见他倒空了自己。
He was equal with God.
他与神同等。
And that was not something to be robbed.
他不觉得这件事情是抢夺的。
You know, one day an archangel was to rob this equality with God.
有一天那个天使长他要抢夺神的同等。
And by doing that, he turned himself to be Satan, the adversary.
他要做这件事就变成了撒旦，神的仇敌。
But so far as Christ is concerned, he has the form of God.
基督来说，他原来就是有神的形象。
That is something not to be grasped at.
那件事情不是你要抢的。
But he emptied himself.
但是他把他自己
就倒空了。He emptied himself of all the glory, honor, power, majesty connected with Godhead.
与神性所连接的他自己的荣耀，他自己的尊贵，他自己的能力，他通通倒空了。
He cannot empty himself of his Godhead.
他是神，他的神性他不能倒掉的。
He cannot empty himself of his deity.
他不能把他的神性倒掉的。
Because that is what he is.
因为他原来就是神。
But everything that connects with his Godhead, he emptied himself.
但是与神有关的任何的事情，荣耀、全能，一切他都把它倒掉。
Instead of sitting on the throne high up,
他没有坐在天上那个高处的宝座上，
and receive all the worship of the angel.
他来在那里接受所有天使的敬拜。
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
And he took upon himself another form.
他取了另外一个形象。
instead of the form of God.
不再是 神的形象。
He took up the form of a bond slave.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
He became a bond slave.
他成为一个奴仆。
A bond slave is a slave of love. Slave of love.
奴仆是爱的奴仆。
A bond slave is a slave for life.
这个奴仆是一辈子做奴仆的。
He becomes a bond slave to God.
他对于神来说，他成为神的奴仆。
And he took upon himself the shape of a man.
他穿上了神人的形象。
And as a man, he became obedient.
人的样式，他做既然成为人，他就顺服。
He humbled himself.
他顺服。
He denied himself.
他拒绝自己。
And he was obedient to God, even unto death.
他对神顺从，一直到死。
And the death of the cross.
而且死在十字架上。
He went through all the suffering.
他经历了所有的苦难。
But he opened a new and living way for us into glory.
但是他为我们开了一个又新又活的路，让我们可以到荣耀里。
To put it simply,
简单的说，
he came and died on the cross.
他来死在十字架上。
And by that, he opened the way of the cross to each.And every one of us.
他这样做就为了我们每一个人打开了一条路，那个是十字架的路。
Because only in that way you may come into glory.
只有经过十字架的路，你才能够来到荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
He has not only opened the way for us.
他不但为我们开了一条路，
but He is leading us into it.
他还带领我们走上这条路。
He is supplying.His life, His power to us, that we may be able to walk in it.
他给我们生命，他给我们能力，让我们可以走在这条路上。
So the cross is the only way that leads to glory.
因此，十字架的路是唯一的路，可以带领我们到荣耀。
He is our leader.
他是我们的。领袖
Our originator.
他是我们生命的主
Our beginning.
他是我们开始的
And he is the perfecter of our faith.
他也是成全的
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
The only way for us to grow from children to manhood and womanhood.
我们从孩子成为一个成年的男人或者女人唯一条路
It is through the cross.
是经历十字架，经过十字架。
Except the cross, there is no other way of spiritual growth.
十字架之外，没有另外一条路可以让我们有属灵的成长。
Spiritual growth is not a matter of mental knowledge.
十字架，属灵的成长不是我们头脑想想的事。
Spiritual growth is the growth of life into the character of Christ.
属灵的成长是在生命里面一直 活出那个基督的性格。
How can Christ's character characterize us?
那基督怎么样可以把他的性格做在我们的身上呢？
It is by way of the cross.
是靠着十字架。
So that's the reason why our Lord Jesus said,
因此我们主耶稣说，
Come and follow me.
来跟随我。
Deny yourself.
拒绝你自己。
Take up the cross.
拿起你的十字架。
And follow me.
来跟随我。
Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple.
要不然你就不能够作为我的门徒。
Knowing this principle,
我们知道了这个原则。
Now, let us go into the process.
让我们看这个路是怎么走的。
God's purpose for us is glory.
神对我们的目的是荣耀。
God's purpose for us is son and sonship.
神对我们的目的是儿子和儿子的名分。
And in order to arrive that, there is a certain way you have to go through.
为了要达到儿子和儿子的名分，有一条路我们是必须经过的。
That is growing pain.
那就是生长的痛苦。
And that is the way of the cross.
这就是十字架。
If people bypass the cross,
若是我们说是要不经过十字架，
they lose glory.
他就失去了荣耀。
They will fail to grow from children to man.
他没有办法从孩子生长到一个成人。
So what should we do?
所以我们该怎么办？
How can we go in this way?
我们怎么能走这条路？
How can we give ourselves to him and let him lead us this way?
我们怎么可以把我们自己交给他，让他来带我们走这条路？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Number one,
第一点，
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一节和第二节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service of spiritual worship.
罗马书十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
After we have received all the mercies of God,
当我们领受了神的怜悯，
How should we respond to him?
我们应该对他有什么样的反应呢？
When we are constrained by the love of Christ,
当基督的爱激励我们，
What is the one thing that you will do?
有一件事你该做的是什么呢？
And that is to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
那就是把你的身体献上作为活祭。
You know, brothers and sisters,
你知道弟兄姊妹，
so far as Christian experience goes,
就基督徒的经历来说，
consecration is the first Christian experience.
奉献是第一个基督徒的经历，
And it is the last Christian experience.
也是最后的一个基督徒的经历。
Consecration is not only a door, but it is a way.
奉献不只是一个门，奉献是一条路。
But you have to enter into the door before you can walk on the way.
但是你走路之前，你必须要进门。
What is consecration?
奉献是什么？
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
把身体献上当作活祭。
And the body here represents your whole being.
身体代表你的全人。
Why does he use this word body?
为什么用这个字眼身体呢？
Because so far as our walk, as our life on earth is concerned, we live by this body.
因为我们活在世上，我们行走在世上，我们就活在这个身体里面。
So the body includes your whole being.
因此身体呢，就代表包括你的全人。
The first thing, we who are constrained by the love of Christ.
我们这些被神的爱所激励的人，基督的爱所激励的人，第一件事
is to offer ourselves to God.
是把我们自己的身，我们自己献给神。
As a living sacrifice.
活祭。
Now that doesn't mean that you offer yourself to God to be a preacher.
这并不是说你把你自己献给神作为一个讲道人。
Oh, a Bible woman.
或者是说讲道的女人。
Or a missionary.
或者是一个传道士。
No.
不是。
You present your bodies a living sacrifice.
你把自己奉献作为活祭。
Oftentimes we think of consecration as offer ourselves to work for God.
我们常常说奉献什么呢？把我自己奉献给神，为他工作。
No.
不是。
You consecrate yourself so that God can work in you.
我们把奉献给神，好让神可以在我们里头工作。
You know God creates us.
神造了我们。
He creates us with a free will.
他给了我们一个自由的意志。
That is a precious gift of God.
那是神给我们的一个宝贵的一个礼物。
Because God is the supreme free will.
因为神他自己才是真正的最高的那个自由意志。
So he creates us in his image.
他造我们是根据他的形象造。
And in that image is the free will.
在那个形象里头有这个自由的意志。
That is something, a gift of God.
这是神给我们的礼物。
And once he gave that, he will never violate it.
他给了你，他就不再拿回来。
Even if he has so much to give to you,
他有很多很多事情要给你。
So much to work in your life.
很多事情他要在你的身上做。
But unless you give him permission, he cannot do it.
可是除非你愿意，他什么都不能做。
He wants to, but he will not.
他要做，可是他不愿意做。
Because he respects our free will.
因为他尊重你的自由意志。
Why we must present our bodies a living sacrifice?
我们为什么要把我们自己奉献作为活祭？
A sacrifice is something that you give up to him.
祭是把你自己放弃了给他。
In the old days, you bring a sheep, you bring a lamb, you bring a bullock, and kill it, and burn it as a sacrifice to God.
那古时候你带你的羊，带你的牛来，杀了，献了，烧了，作为你给神的一个祭物。
That animal was yours before.
牲畜是原来是你的。
But now you give it to God.
但是你现在把它给了神。
It's out of your hand.
不再是你的了。
So he can enjoy it.
好让他可以享用。
But today, it is not something outside of our life.
但是今天我们不用身外的事物来献给神。
The love of Christ is so great.
神的爱这么大。
That we have to give ourselves to him.
我们必须把我们自己给他。
A living sacrifice.
活祭。
Living for him.
为他而活。
The love of Christ constrains us that we cannot live for ourselves anymore.
基督的爱激励我，让我不再为自己活。
We are willing to give up our right to live.
我们愿意为了这个缘故，把我们自己的权利放下来活。
That he may live in us.
好让他可以活在我们里面。
We are willing to give our right to Christ.
我们愿意把我们自己的权利给基督。
Let him rule over us.
让他在我的里头可以管我。
Do whatever he wants with us.
他要做什么在我们里头都可以。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
why we must do that?
我们为什么要这样做？
Because in doing that, the Holy Spirit is given the right to transform your mind.
因为你若是这样做的话，你把权力交给了圣灵，让圣灵在你头 可以来做更新的工作。
I often think,
我常常想
,when we do a thing,
当我们做一件事
,suddenly we change our mind.
我们突然一下我们想法改了。
And to do something else.
那就做别的事了。
Now, do you think that we are able to change our mind?
你知不知道 你想我们会不会我们能不能改变我们的想法呢？
Strictly speaking, nobody can change his or her mind.
严格说，没有人能够改他自己的想法。
No matter how you change, it is still in the old area.
你不管你怎么改变，还是在那个老地方。
It is still Adamic.
人就是亚当。
It is still yourself.
人就是你自己。
You cannot get out of this mind of yours.
没有办法从你自己的想法里头出来。
How can you have the mind of Christ?
你怎么能够有基督的想法呢？
Your mind has to be renewed.
你的想法必须更新。
Now, who can renew it?
谁能够更新你的想法呢？
The Holy Spirit alone can do that.
只有圣灵可以更新你的想法。
You can never do it.
你绝对不能自己做的。
No matter how you change, you're still in the same area.
你不管怎么改，你仍旧是在老地方。
It is still earthly.
仍旧是世界。
It is still worldly.
仍旧是地。
It is still fleshly.
仍旧是肉体。
Only the Holy Spirit can renew your mind to make it heavenly, spiritual, and holy.
只有圣灵能够更新你的想法，让你成为属天的、属灵的、圣洁的。
Now.After you present your bodies as living sacrifice,
当你自己奉献给主作为活祭的时候
you begin to see things differently.
你开始看事情不一样了。
Just like Paul, I count all things but dross for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
像保罗一样，我看所有这些事情都像粪土。而以耶稣基督为至宝。
Who does not love the world?
谁不爱世界呢？
Don't tell me you don't love the world.
不要跟我说你不爱世界。
Young people,
年轻人。
You say you are still young.
你说你仍旧年轻。
You haven't tasted the world yet.
你还不够尝世界的美味。
So it's natural for you to love the world.
所以很自然我要爱世界。
Old man,
老人家。
You have tasted all.
你尝够了。
So you can say I don't love the world.
所以你可以说你不爱世界。
But the old man loves the world even more.
但是老年人更爱世界。
How can anyone say I love the will of God?
谁能够说我爱神的旨意？
Once when I ask young people, what is the will of God?
有一次我问年轻人神的旨意是什么？那个回答是
Anything that is contrary to me, that is the will of God.
什么事情我不喜欢的，那一定是
The mind you have to do the will of God.
当然不能
Brothers and sisters.How can you love the word of God, will of God? For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Only when your mind is renewed.
只有当你的想法改了。
Your mind governs your life.
你的想法。决定你的生活。
Thank God.
感谢神。
This is something the Holy Spirit will do.
这是圣灵所要做的事。
Don't try it yourself.
不要自己想来做。
You won't succeed.
你不会成功的。
But if you really live a consecrated life,
但是你过一个奉献的生活，
the Holy Spirit will do it for you.
圣灵就要为你做。
Now, that's the first step.
这是第一步。
Now after the first step, there is the next step.
第一步完了，然后有第二步。
And the next step is the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. He will complete that work.
就是住在你里面的圣灵，他要把这个事情完成。
You know, every believer of Christ,
每一个基督的信徒，
he or she has the Holy Spirit dwells in he or in her.
不论是男的或者是女的，都有圣灵住在他里面。
Because when we are saved, we not only get a new spirit, but the Holy Spirit.The Spirit of God comes and dwells in our new spirit.
因为当我们得救的时候，不但我们得到了一个新的灵，而且圣灵来住在我们的心灵的里面。
And He is in us for a reason.
他在我们里面有一个原因。
In Galatians chapter 4,
加拉太书第四章。
When you are a child,
当你是一个孩子的时候。
You may be the heir of the family.
你可能是全业的主人。
But when you are a child, you are no different than a bond slave.
但是当你是孩子的时候，你跟奴仆没有两样。
You are under the guardians and the stewards.
你是在管家的人手下。
So that you can grow up.
好让你可以长大。
And you can grow up to a point when the father said, "Now you are." My son.
你长大到了一个程度，父可以说，现在你是我的儿子了。
Now, who is our guardian?
我们的管家是谁呢？
Who is our steward?
我们管我们的人是谁呢？
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
You see, God has provided everything for us.
你看，神为了我们已经准备了一切。
He knows that we need a guardian.
他知道我们需要一个爱我们的人。
Who will take care of our life?
他能够照顾我们的生活。
He knows that we need a steward.
他知道我们需要一个管家。
Who will teach us and guide us?
能够来教导我们，能够来带领我们。
And manage us.
来管我们。
The Holy Spirit in us is the guardian and the steward.
在我们里面的圣灵是我们的带领，是我们的管家。
How does he do it?
他怎么做呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
spiritual growth is the work of the Holy Spirit.
属灵的成长是圣灵的工作。
He works in us.
他在我们里头工作。
In two different ways.
两个做法。
And these two ways work together.
这两条路一同行。
Number one,
第一
，He dwells in us to teach us.
他在我们里面教导我们。
We call it the enlightenment or the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么称呼这件事呢？就是圣灵在我们里面给我们的开启。
The Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵在我们里头。
He will reveal Christ to us.
他在我们里面启示基督。
He will teach us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们。
Not only big things, but even small things.
不但是大事，而且是小事。
You know when you are first saved.
你知道当你开始得救的时候。
I believe you all have such experience.
我想你都有这个经历。
For instance.
比如说。
Before you are saved,
当你得救以前
，you speak, you talk carelessly.
你随便说话
，and usually you exaggerate.
你常常夸大
，or even if you tell lies.
甚至于扯谎
，and if people believe you lies, you feel elated.
当别人相信你的谎话，哦，你觉得实在是好。
But after you are saved,
但是得救以后
，what happens?
什么事呢?
One day when you are exaggerating,
有一天当你在那里夸大的时候
or you are telling even a white lie,
当你说谎话的时候
somehow deep within you there is a voice said stop.
那里头你发觉有一个有小小的声音说你该停了。
It is not like Christ.
那不是基督。
Do you have such experience?
你有没有这个经历呢？
Christian way is an inner way.
基督徒的路是一个里头的路。
It is not an outward way.
不是一个外头的路。
Today Christianity is outward.
今天基督教都是外面的事。
Therefore the Bible tells us, you do not need anyone to tell you what to do.
因此圣经告诉我们，你不需要别人教导你什么。
Because the Holy Spirit within you, He will teach you in all things.
因为在你里面的圣灵要教导你一切的事。
You need people to tell you because you do not listen to the Holy Spirit.
你一定要别人教导你，因为你不愿意听你里面的圣灵。
What if nobody tells you, then that's disastrous.
那若是没人告诉你什么事，那你糟糕了。
But that's not the Christian way.
但是基督徒不应该这样。
Christian way is the Holy Spirit within you will teach you in all things.
基督徒是圣灵在你的里面要凡事教导你。
He will show you what is not of Christ, what is of Christ.
他会告诉你什么是出于基督的，什么不是出于基督的。
And by that light, you're able to grow in your life.
那靠着那个光，你就可以在你的属灵的生命上长大。
So it's very, very important, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要。
That we should listen.To the still small voice of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以我们需要听我们里面微小的圣灵的声音。
That's the way to grow.
那就是我们长大的路。
Oftentimes you find it doesn't agree with you.
你常常发觉里头跟你是反对的。
We try to bribe it.
我们想要贿赂我们里面
，but it doesn't work.
那没用。
Not only you, not until you're obedient, there is peace.
一直到等到你放下来，顺从了，里头才有平安。
This is the way that the Holy Spirit is leading you in the way of Christ.
这是圣灵带你走基督的路，是这么带的。
And at the same time,
同时
，the Holy Spirit.Will discipline you.
圣灵还要管教你。
We call it the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们称呼圣灵的管制。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
It means that He will arrange your circumstances.
他就是说，圣灵呢，在安排你四周围的环境。
That all things will work together for good to those who love the Lord.Who are called according to purpose.
好让万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处，就是那些奉神的旨意蒙召的。
To a child of God.
对一个神的儿女。
God arranges everything in his or her life.
神在我们的生活中间安排一切的事情。
He loves us so much.
他这么样爱我们。
Even our hair has been numbered.
我们的头发他都数过。
When you comb your hair this morning,
你今天早上梳头的时候
number 1003 fall down.
第1003个头发掉。
Now, can anyone care for us more than that?
有没有任何人爱我们多过这个？
How can he allow anything to happen to you?
他怎么
without his permission?
他怎么会让任何的事情临到你而不是他同意的
Without his approval.
而不是他所愿意的
So to us believers.
所以对我们这些信徒
Every circumstance is arranged by the Holy Spirit.
每一件事情环境都是圣灵所安排
The people you are with.
你身边的人
The things that you have met.
你所遇到的事情
Everything in our life
我们生活中间一切的事
There is a meaning behind it
都有一个意义
The Holy Spirit is disciplining you
圣灵在那里管你
His child trained you.
他训练你，像训练孩子一样。
You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, the chastening of the Holy Spirit actually is the child training of the Holy Spirit.
在希伯来书十二章，那个圣灵若是管教我们，是圣灵在带把一个孩子带大。
Discipline is the only way of growth.
管教唯一在管教里面我们可以长大。
Today in this world, people do not like to hear the word discipline.
今天在这个世界上，人不愿意听管教这句话。
They remain as babies.
他就永远就像一个婴孩一样。
The only way to grow is through the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
唯一能够成长的路就是圣灵的管教。
Whether it is adversity or whether it is prosperity.
你是在顺利的当中，或者你在艰难的当中。
Whether it is full or whether it is lack.
当你是有充足，或者当你缺少。
Whether everything seems to be a blessing or everything seems to be difficult.
或者在祝福的当中，或者是在困难的当中。
Remember, the Holy Spirit is using every occasion.To bring you out of yourself and into Christ.
圣灵是用你身四周围一切的环境，把你从你自己里面带出来，把你带进基督。
And these two ways of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵用的两个方法。
Is the way of the cross.
这个是十字架的路。
And that is the way that we grow from children.To son.
就在这个路上，我们从孩子长成成人。
So do not despise the chastening of the Holy Spirit.
所以不要藐视圣灵的管教。
And do not faint under it.
也不要在管教当中丧气。
Knowing that He will work holiness.Into our life.
知道他要把圣洁做到你我的生命里面，生活里面。
This is the way that God will bring us into son and sonship.
这是神如何把你我带进儿子和儿子的名分的路。
Be yoked with Christ.
让我们与我们的基督同轭，同父一轭。
Whenever we feel it's difficult, look at him.
当我们觉得困难了，你就看他。
Look steadfastly unto Jesus.
注视基督。
Look away from everything.
望断，看一切都看断了。
And look only.
只仰望耶稣。
Then he will lead you and perfect you into sons and sonship.
然后他就带领我们，他也成全，让我们成为儿子，有儿子的名分。
Now we still have something important.
我们还有一些要紧要说的。
Why son and what is sonship?
儿子是什么？儿子的名分是什么？
And God willing, we hope we will share it tomorrow.
主若愿意，我们明天就交通这个。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父，
we thank thee that thou dost love us so much.
我们感谢你，因为你这样爱我们。
That thou willing to give thy only begotten Son to us.
你愿意把你独一的爱子赐给我们。
Not just to save us,
不只是要救我们。
But save us to the uttermost.
救我们到底。
Do create within us a hunger and thirst after thyself.
主啊，你在我们里面创造一个饥，创造一个渴，让我们来寻求你。
Give us the discontentment to remain as babes.
你让我们不要以停留在孩子的阶段、婴孩的阶段为满足。
Give us a strong desire to grow into sons.
给我们一个强烈的意愿，让我们长成儿子。
Then this not for ourselves.
不是为我们自己。
But for thy purpose to be fulfilled.
乃是为了你的目的得到成全。
That Christ may lead many sons into glory.
好让基督能够率领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
O Lord, we cast ourselves upon thee.
主啊，我们把我们自己放在你的面前。
Lead us on.
主啊，你带我们往前。
Lead us to the end.
带我们直到底。
Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.